Philadelphia's annual theater production about current events, This Is the Week That Is, opens today. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports the comedy variety show is focused on the upcoming election.
Two notable things are missing from This Is the Week That Is: Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. Director Melanie Cotton says don't expect to see any presidential impersonations.
Everyone does a Trump impersonation now. Everyone does it. And also, I think we're a little tired of him.
I know!
Instead, expect an impersonation of the state of Pennsylvania, played by Lexi Tamavong, who, with Pax Wrestler, do a spoof of the old TV show The Dating Game, where the swing state tries to finally find a lasting relationship with a political party.
So many other states have made up their minds. Why has it been so hard for you?
Well, I'm complicated.
Company founder Jennifer Childs has been doing This Is the Week That Is for 19 years and says this year's election feels more critical than ever before.
We try to make the show as bipartisan as possible, but there are some threats that feel it's not quite apples to apples, you know? Student loan forgiveness, your policy on that versus jailing your political enemies doesn't feel like an evenly weighted thing.
This Is the Week That Is runs until November 3rd. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.